Drivers across the state had to make alternative plans today after a night of heavy rain and snowmelt flooded riverbanks and sent water across roadways. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
Dave Ostro left his home in Sudbury, Massachusetts Monday, hoping to take his daughter on a college tour. But Mother Nature had other plans.
We're trying to get to Middlebury College. I'm not sure we can do that today.
You might not be able to do that from here. Middlebury College, he ain't going to get there from here, is he?
Ostro and his family found themselves in Royalton, only to discover that many of the roads that led into and out of the Upper Valley were closed due to high water. After a little consultation with Rich Williams, who was diverting traffic for V-Trans, the family decided to head all the way up to Burlington and then back down into Addison County. But Ostro had a pretty good attitude about it.
Yeah, it's all high ground up there. So.
You know, Vermont is the best state, and it's worthwhile persevering.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Thank
right.
you.
The National Weather Service said a flood watch would be in effect through Tuesday morning, after up to 2 inches of rain fell in some parts of Vermont. The V-Trans map showed roads and highways closed throughout the Upper Valley, in Rutland County and in the Londonderry area in northern Windham County. Vermont Emergency Management opened up its Emergency Operations Center in Waterbury early Monday to monitor the flooding. Mark Bosma is a spokesman for Vermont Emergency Management and said some buildings in Londonderry were evacuated and there was a swift water rescue in Killington. Bosma said the warm weather this weekend hastened snowmelt, and when the forecast called for heavy rain, state officials prepared for the flooding.
We were bracing ourselves for the worst, and we had staffing ready to go Sunday night. I don't think this was the worst-case scenario. Certainly not the best-case scenario, but it remains to be seen how bad it actually was or is.
Bosma said state and local officials will assess the damage after the water recedes Tuesday. Phil Bassett lives on higher ground in Bethel, and he drove down into the valley to take a look at the water. Bassett said he hadn't seen the White River this high since Tropical Storm Irene.
This is the worst we've seen for a while, since the flood of 2011. I've never seen it come over this road here. Well, you can obviously see the water was further up in here.
Many roads remained closed through Monday, and Vermont Emergency Management cautioned drivers from trying to cross any water. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.